it's a beautiful wood.
It is.
Very scarce.
Yes. But, and then another thing, it holds good.
Mm-hmm.
It, as time goes on, if it gets a little dark, it still holds its color, mm-hmm. you know. It's beautiful, I think.
Yes, it is. You were mentioning your parents, they were both born in the county.
And we lived at the old home place.
Uh-huh.
And all of us, my brothers, were all born and reared there. And all went I went to school up here at Elkhorn. The little schoolhouse was a two-room house, and we even had high school there. And then up above was the Woodman of the World, Oddfellas, had a big upstairs hall. But it burned, and we were awful sorry, because when they began to take the schools away, well, we were going to use that as a clubhouse.
I see.
And because we had the equipment and all there, you see, but it burned. Mm-hmm. And the night my last little granddaughter was, the one with the light hair up there, was born, that night, it burned that night. And it never was rebuilt, because you see, the other schools were going to be going, and so it wasn't ever done. And then my brothers at that time, they were younger, and they went to Springville because they'd built a big nice school over there with high school and grades and all, and we just lived across the bottom. But at that time, the bottom was awful bad. You go 5 miles nearly a winding ramp. There's just one big creek in it. You've been across the bottom over here.
Yes.
Well, no, there's just one bridge in there. But they levied it up, and it was being surveyed when my dad dropped out in 38. And we didn't think it'd ever be possible to hold all that water with what just one bridge and that high. Now, they got a whole lot of the dirt from around there on my dad's land, and he owned a whole lot of the bottom. And so after he dropped out and they were going to take it, well, we cut the timber off. And that way, you see, it's going to be uprooted anyhow,
mm-hmm.
and get out of the way. So mother lived on there until she died in 49. And it's in her possession. Oh, lived there a while, because my youngest brother, Dave was his wife, was here yesterday. They lived there. He bought the place after she dropped out. And she stayed with me, though, quite a bit of the time. Her health was real bad.
Sure.
So I'd rather she'd been here, because I had to get out, you know, and do things. So she is in the house to kind of see after things and take care of things here. If anyone came, well, it wasn't like this. Now, I'm out and gone till late last time coming, they can't find me.
I see.
But
you, before this tape started, you mentioned that you were the eldest child,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
And would you repeat what you told me about your role in the family and what you had to do?
Well, I had three brothers, and they were all younger than I am, and I was born in 94, October 13th, 94. And so then 2 years and a half later, my brother, older brother, came. And so I was little, but he is big, and I could take care of him, but I couldn't carry him around. But anyway, my mother made me, she could depend on what I know we'd, she'd get out, you know, working out, picking peas and things like that. Well, she'd take me and say, now you watch after him. Well, if anything came up, I know one time, no granddaddy, she had those old big cotton baskets. I don't know whether you ever saw one or not, made out of splits. And there's about 3 feet across. And there were splits, and they were about 3 feet back. Well, she had him on the pillows and things back in there. And I was, of course, out in the front playing with everything. And no granddaddy got in there. You know what they are, don't you? With those old great long legs.